महादास रघु नाथ पतित पाव कहाँ कहाँ मोर भट्ट जुग कहाँ कबीराज कहाँ एक काले को था गेला गोरा नटरा एका पाषाण कुटीब माथा अनले पशिब पाषाण को अनले पशिब गौरांग गुणेर निधि कोथा गेले पाव गौरांग से सब संगीर संगे जे कैल बिला से सब से संग न पाइया कंदे नरोत्तम दास शेष हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नीताय गौर हरि बोल जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। इसकन संस्थापक आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की नित्यड़ा प्रविष्ट जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज काचार्य स्टूत्र सदश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की समवीत गौरभक्त वृंद की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज की श्री रसिकानंद प्रभु की हितमाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज की समवेत गौरभक्त वृंद की निताय गौर सितानाथ प्रेमानंदी हरि 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 सो द थ्री आचार्यस सो यू कैन स्पीक लिटिल ऑफ देम मे बी वन ऑफ देम सो सी जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज एवरी डे इन मंगलाचरण प्रणाम मंत्र वी आर चैंटिंग गौर आविर्भाव बहुमस्तंग निर्दिष्टा सज्जन प्रिय वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः इन आवर अल्टर व्हेन वी आर कीपिंग द गुरु परंपरा वी आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम हिम एक्चुअली फ्रॉम जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी महाराज Maybe more than 200 years ago, 250 years ago, he appeared in East Bengal. They said that in Moymansingh district, he appeared and his proper address and his father mother's name is not yet known. But he took initiation from Jagadananda Goswami in the line of Nityananda Prabhu and he came to Braj to stay here and he stayed about 100 years in Braj and he took Babaji base, Babaji incision from Siddha Madhusudan Das Babaji Maharaj. Actually Baladev Vidyabhushan was there Acharya in Vrindavan and then after him his disciple Uddhava Das Babaji Maharaj and then his disciple is Siddha Madhusudan Das Babaji Maharaj. You can find his bhajan sthali in Suryakund, 5 kilometers from Radhakund. If you go Bharanagram, there Suryakund, there Siddha Madhusudan Das Baba's bhajan pit. There he got Babaji initiation from Madhusudan Baba and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and stayed there only. He did bhajan there for a long time and also he used to be in Vrindavan, Radhakund, in many places in Braj, in Khadirban, many places. And he stayed there sometimes. He used to go 6 months to Navadip, 6 months here, and he had a servant, Brajavasi servant. He also instituted by him. His name was Biharidas Brajavasi. He was very strong and stout person. He used to carry Babaji Maharaj on his shoulder whenever Babaji Maharaj wanted to go somewhere. One day Babaji Maharaj was staying in Vrindavan, Lala Babu Kunj, one evening, and it is said that he was so pakka in bhajan that at that time in Braj, all the Babajis has great respect for him. And they used to tell that he is the Siddha Babaji because he used to chant at least 14 hours a day and take once a day prasadam. And that is chida dahi, it is said that. Only dahi and chida he used to eat once and 14 hours he used to chant. Very pakka. So one day he was staying in Vrindavan, in Lala Babu Kunj. They said in evening time, Babaji Maharaj went to a bhangi house and took some roti and eat from a bhangi. Then all other Babajis and even his servant Biharidas, they became upset. Is what? Why Maharaj, you are such a renowned, such a famous Babaji Maharaj. Why you go to Bhangi Pada and take some roti from Bhangi? Then all the Mahants Babaji, they said this is very bad. We have to do something. They come together and ask. Even Biharidas asked, I would have cooked for you. Why you, if you feel hungry, then you would have told me. Then he told, no. Why you are thinking like that? We all come to Braj and we have great respect for Braj Raj. We want to attend that. But these people are always sweeping the Brajraj. They are more in contact with Braj. So I take roti, so what happened? So he was in that platform. And he was pakka in a Rupanuga line. Once in Vrindavan, at that time there was a famous Bhagavat Kathakar from Navadip. He was well known in Bhagavat discourse. And he came to Braj. And he was speaking in Vrindavan, Bhagavatam, Katha. And he was so well famed. He was collecting good amount of wealth and name and fame by speaking Bhagavatam. So many, many people used to gather, but Jagannatha Swamiji and his followers, Swamiji, they will not attend this Katha. Then he became a little upset, this Kathakar. He is from Navadip. So he went to Babaji Maharaj. And Payavishan had asked, what happened? Everybody is coming, but you are not coming, because you are not coming. So many your followers, they are not coming. So Babaji Maharaj straightforward told him, and actually, if somebody is speaking Bhagavatam and earning money, so it is Namaprat. So you should not hear Bhagavatam from him. That's if you account to me, then I am requesting you, you should not do like that. And he was serious, because he got blessings from Babaji Maharaj. He left this business and took initiation from him and became Babaji also. And he said that so he was so powerful. And when he became old, after 100 years, he became, still he was strong and stout, but he became bent and his eyelids completely fell down. He can't see. If you want to see something, then somebody has to pick it up, his eyelids, then he can see. But his eyesight, he never used eyeglass. He can see, but it was falling down, the eyelids. So in latter part of his, it is said in 1880, Bhaktivinoda Thakur first came to Vrindavan. And here in Vrindavan, in one kunj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he met first time Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj became very pleased by seeing Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he took him to Govardhan Parikrama, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan. For a week or 10 days, he was traveling in Braj with him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur left. Then again after, in 1892, after 12 years again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time staying in Navadip in Swarup, Swananda Sukhada Kunj, in Swarup Ganj. So he was opening one Prapanna Ashram in Amalajodi village in Bardhaman district. When he came there, he saw Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there. So that day was Nirjal Ekadasi day. And he was staying with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the whole day and night they did Kirtan. And next day after Parayan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur arranged all the villagers. They get together and start a Harinam Sankirtan. And they invited Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was more than 100 years old at that time. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was in front of the Kirtan. And when he see Kirtan, he will pay obeisances. It is said that he used to pay obeisances 1,000 every day to all the Vaishnavas and Dhamvasi, whoever he see. Even in his old time, he used to do that. So then he started Kirtan and dancing. One saw at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in his Sajjana Toshani diary that he became overwhelmed by seeing the dancing and symptoms of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was showing all these astrosattvic vikars, and he was jumping like 4 and 5 feet height at that age. He was so bent. Somebody has to put him in a basket and put it on his head and carry, but he was dancing like anything. And he opened the Prapanna Ashram in Amalajodi village. Then it is said in 1893, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying in Maniktala Bhakti Bhavan in Calcutta. And he visited him, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time, Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur Maharaj was 12 years old, young brahmachari. So he met him and he embraced him, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced that this Vimal Prasad is very scholarly and he is expert in astrological calculation. So then Babaji Maharaj requested Bhaktisiddhanta Vimal Prasad that why not you composed one Vaishnava Panjika? Till now nobody has done it. So by his order, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada started from that day Vaishnava Panjika. Till now, the Navadvipa Panjika, Vaishnava Panjika is published from Chaitanya Math. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur by his request. And he ordered that this Vishnu Priya Devi's Avirbhav Tithi, nobody known, nobody knew that. And he told, no, this is the Vasanta Panchami Tithi is the Vishnu Priya Devi's appearance day. And then he used to, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to visit when he used to stay in Navadvip in Kulia. If you go to Navadvip now, his Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi is there. At that time Ganga used to flow there. Now Ganga has changed its course. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has many times used to visit him. So once he requested Bhaktivinoda Thakur that my Bhajan Kutir is very small, so make something in front. People are coming to meet me. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by his order and request, he constructed one hall in front of his Bhajan Kutir. Till now the hall is there. So many people at that time, they used to come to visit him and take initiation from him. But Babaji Maharaj was really strict. When once it is said that 4 or 5 persons they came and they were very serious to be followers of Babaji Maharaj. Then Babaji Maharaj, after 1 week, they stayed, let them stay there. Then they told, okay, if you are really interested, then work. They put him in cultivation. He has a field. He used to grow eggplants and some other vegetables, vegetable field. So he said, okay, do work there in the field. They told, we are all teachers, this, that, or big people. We left everything, all our job and everything. Now again you are putting in this job. We all know. We want to do bhajan. Then Babaji Maharaj said, no. You have to do these things. So then they left. And it is said that once some people, some famous people, they came. Because it was famous that he is Siddha Maharaj, Siddha Babaji Maharaj. They came to his bhajan Kutir and ask him only. You know, everybody is saying here Siddha Baba is staying, Siddha Baba is staying. Who is this Siddha Baba? They are asking to him only. He said, I don't know who is Siddha Baba. No, are you Siddha? No, I am like you. I am not Siddha Baba. So then they find out behind that, so he is Siddha Baba only. So then they requested him. If everybody is saying Siddha Baba, so show something. Some wonderful activity, some miracle things you saw. He said, no, no, nothing like that. So they were insisting. Then Babaji Maharaj, saying nothing, take a stick in his hand and beat in ground. And has, like 4 or 5 times beating like that. And they said, what happened? It's madness or what? Why it is doing like that? So then they ask him, Maharaj, what happened? Why you are doing like that? No, in Radha Kund, in our bagicha, in Loknath Goswami bagicha, the goat is goat entered there and eating this, destroying this bagicha there, so I am driving out. Staying in Navadvip, sitting in Navadvip in Bhajan Kutir, he is driving out the goat in Radha Kund. They said, what? Here is madness or what? So they are serious, so then they come back and took down the note and date and time, and they send a telegram to Radha Kund to find out. And they said, yes, at the same time a goat has entered to the garden and rested, and somebody beaten him. So at that time somebody beat him. So then they went and begged forgiveness from Babaji Maharaj. So then Babaji Maharaj told to his servant Vihari, they were asking me to see something, so I saw them what to do. There So he was in that kind of stage. in his old age he cannot see, but many times many devotees, many other Babajis and big Mahajan from Calcutta and others, they will come to visit him and hear from him sometime and give him some pranami, dakshina. He could not see. He cannot see, and he was almost closed. So then his servant Bihari would collect all these pranamis and keep. So then after some time, then he would collect all the pranamis and give it to him. So Babaji Maharaj will take the pranami. So then this Bihari, but sometimes he used to buy something, he kept 12 rupees. It's for emergency use, and rest he gave to Babaji Maharaj. So Babaji Maharaj took this and called Bihari. Bihari, why you have kept 12 rupees? Give back to me, this is my pranami. So Bihari then see, I was thinking that Babaji Maharaj didn't know anything, but he knows everything. He has proper account, even if he cannot see, but he knows. And he will keep all this pranami with him, and he will spend according to his will. Once he called Bihari and gave him 200 rupees. Was purchased rasgulla from Navdeep market. So he brought rasgulla, many rasgullas. Then he said, you distribute to all the cows in Navdeep. He will feed all the cows rasgulla. That kind of... So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur started first Brajamandal Parikrama, he went to Babaji Maharaj, and he was the leader in the first Brajamandal Parikrama. Babaji Maharaj teach Brajamandal Parikrama with Bhaktivinoda Thakur that time. It is said that even Radharaman Charan Babaji Maharaj also joined at that time. He was his follower also, Jagannadas Babaji's disciple. Later he changed his mantra and all that. So at that time he did Brajamandal Parikrama, Navadi Mandal Parikrama, and then he stayed for some time in Swarup Ganj in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Swakhat Kunj. We know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was staying in Swarup Ganj, once he saw in night the blazing fire in Jogapit. And then he went there and started research, and through all Goswami literature, because at that time many Jogapit was there in Navadip. But he started research through all the literatures and all that, and he saw some sign there, and he found out to confirm it, he was requesting Babaji Maharaj. Then once Babaji Maharaj started with a kirtan, Bihari was holding him on the basket. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there, many other devotees were there. They were going in to Swarup Ganj to Mayapur in Nagar Kirtan. And when they reached in that particular place where now Jogapit is, Babaji Maharaj jumped from the basket from the top and started dancing there. Jai Sachinandan Gaurahari, Jai Sachinandan Gaurahari, started dancing. And he particularly directed that this is the place. There was a tamal tree, and he do bhajan under this tamal tree, and he said, this is the place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. And he indicated also the Shiva Sangan. He said, this is Shiva Sangan, this is Jogapit, and this is the place where Mahaprabhu took birth, everything. And he said, in 1934, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur started building the temple there in Jogapit, and he only told the, what deity will be there. This deity you have to keep there, this deity you have to keep there, he ordered. And when they were starting digging the foundation, they found the Adhokhyaja Murti. And he told this Adhokhyaja Murti was worshipable deity of Jagannath Mishra. He told them. So that's why it is said that Gaur Avirbhava Bahum Estvang, the Gaur Avirbhava Stali was indicated by him only, found by him, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He's well known from in all the Vaishnava Babaji Sampradaya. He is very famous as Siddha Babaji Maharaj. So he used to perform kirtan, and it is the first Gaur Purnima in 1895. Bhakti Vinod Thakur organized in Jogapit, and Babaji Maharaj came from Navadip and joined there, and he did wonderful kirtan in Gaur Kesudas. Babaji Maharaj was there, and many exalted devotees were there, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote in his Sajjan Toshani diary that day the Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj led kirtan and was dancing. It was like super, and all these devotees, they presented there, they feel some special presence, and they see that definitely Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared there at his kirtan and dance. And they said that year after Gaur Purnima he come back, and this tithi Phalguna Shukla Pratipada, 10 o'clock daytime, he left his body. They are telling that he was almost 147 years old at that time. But still, he was dancing vigorously and jumping 4 feet height. So, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, in our line, he was an exalted Vaishnava. It is said that the 4 times in our parampara, there are some dark time comes. Once before Mahaprabhu's appearance, there was no real bhajan pranali. Then Mahaprabhu established. Then after Sada Goswami's disappearance, then after the 3 Prabhus, Samananda Prabhu, Narottamdas Thakur and Rasikananda, after their disappearance, and finally after disappearance day of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Baladeva Vidyavasanta Prabhu. That doesn't mean that the line broke, but the line was there, but sometimes the real line, Vaishnavas, they will sometimes be Goshtanandi, sometimes they become Bhajanandi. So after this Baladeva Vidyavasanta Thakur, this line, they were mostly Viraktas. They will become Paramahansa Babaji and stay somewhere lonely and do bhajan. But the line, the Sikhya was there with him, there with them. So that's why Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was so particular in Rupanuga bhajan, what Rupa Goswami was given. He was very particular in it. It is said that there was a big debate between Radharaman Charamdas Babaji Maharaj and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was his guru. But first, Navadi Mandal Parikrama, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told only Hare Krishna mantra. And he actually composed, there was a discussion, who composed this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This mantra was not in, you cannot see in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, who composed it, where from it comes. Somebody was asking me. I was thinking, where from where? Then I found it when I was studying that it is composed by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Once when he was going in his final journey to Navadip, after spending long time in Vrindavan, so all these Vrindavan Babajis, all there, they come to, from Suryakund, Bihari took him on his shoulder in the basket. And it is, Bihari told, it's when I put him on my shoulder, just like I'm putting a chadar on my shoulder. It is so light, such a big body, but he becomes so light. And he took him to Mathura station, from Suryakund to Mathura, and then he traveled by train. So all the big people, Babajis, they come, get together, and they were telling, requesting Babaji Maharaj, please don't go, please do not go, stay here in Brajbhai, you are going in such a old age. Babaji Maharaj told, no. You people stay in Braj. I will go to Navadip. They said, why you are going to Navadip? Stay here. What happened? They told, no, you people may stay in Braj. I am going to Navadip because I am an aparadhi. And Braj Mandal punishment, they are very strict. Brajvasis are very strict. They will punish they are not so merciful like my Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So I have to go there. I will do there. This is what Aparadi? Brajmandal, so many Babajis are there. So many Acharyas are there. They said, you don't know what happened to our Lala, he said, Krishna. So he broke a part of 2 paisa. He broke a part of 2 paisa and his mother Yashoda, he punished him, he arrested him. But my Gauranga, he broke so many parts he broke. But the Sachimata never punished him, never asked him. So here very strict. These Bhadivas are very strict. They will punish, so I can't stay here. I will go. They are very merciful. Sachimata will never punish Gauranga. He broke so many parts. He never punished them. But here only 2 paisa broken in 1 part. What happened? He arrested him. I will not stay here. So he went back. But then he will be strict that only this Hare Krishna Mahamantra you have to chant in Kirtan and whatever. And there he said, okay, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is much more merciful. So his name is much more merciful also. So you have to chant Guru name. So he composed this mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda. He used to chant this mantra also sometime. But in Kirtan, in Hare Krishna Mahamantra particularly. But Radharaman Charan Babaji, first he was doing same, but he changed the mantra, then he threw him away. They were divided then. The second Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, Radharaman Babaji Maharaj is separate group and Jagannath Babaji is separate group. At that time also they have difference. But Jagannath Babaji was very strict in following Gauranga Mahaprabhu's line. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur met him 2-3 times, and he used to encourage Bhaktivinoda Thakur to keep this Sikhya, Gauravani, and to preach it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur learned a lot from him. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered him as his Sikhya Guru. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to study Bhagavatam, Jagannadas Babaji used to hear him. But he considered him as his Sikhya Guru. When he used to chant, it is said in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was chanting with him the whole day and night, and he used to, in Kirtan, he used to dance and chant, showing so many symptoms. At that time he used to sometimes chant Hare Krishna, and he was started jumping, then he used to chant some different lines, and it is said that he used to, when he will dance, he will cry out saying, Nitai ki naam anichire, Nitai ki naam anichire, Namar hatte sraddha mulye naam dite chere, naam dite chere. Saying like that, he will cry and dance. That what kind of name, Nityananda Prabhu, what kind of name? And he is selling this name only by sraddha. If somebody has faith, then he will get this name. And saying this, he will dance and cry. So, this is the tithi, Phalguna Shukla Pratipada tithi. Such exalted Vaishnava Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj, he entered Navadvip Lila in this tithi. We can pray to him that being in Navadvip Lila, he can glance, his merciful glance on us, that we can proceed in our bhajan. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki. Today also Rasikananda Prabhu, his disappearance. Rasikananda Thakur, as you know, he appeared in Orissa. At that time Orissa was in different size, is now in a place called Rohini. He was a prince. His father was a king. But from the beginning, actually it is said that he is the incarnation of Aniruddha, Swayam, Lord Aniruddha. when he appeared, at that time also so many special symptoms they saw. And this king, having he got the son in his at his old age only. It's only one son. So and he was so scholarly and looking also so handsome to look at. So his father and mother, they give him in marriage in very early age, and they passed away also. So but Rasikana, his name was Murari. So that's why many people they used to ask him Rasik Murari. So when his parents passed away, he was searching for his spiritual master. So then he got Akashvani. See, don't go anywhere. Your spiritual master will come here. Don't go anywhere. So then after some days, Shyamananda Prabhu from Dharanda district, from Gopijana Vallapur, he with his Sankirtan group, he was visiting that village. And he saw Shyamananda Prabhu. When he saw Shyamananda Prabhu, his bodily symptoms, his crying and his dancing and his all his symptoms, then he said, he is my spiritual master. He then surrendered to him and invited him to his palace and requested him to accept him as his servant. So Shyamananda Prabhu accepted him. Shyamananda Prabhu also got Akashvani that you have to accept him. So they are all connected. So then Shyamananda Prabhu accepted him and gave him mantra to him and his wife. They have three sons, Rasikananda Prabhu. So then engaged him in worshipping Radha Govinda in Gopijana Vallapur. So he was doing worshipping there and was preaching. It is said that when Rasikananda Prabhu was preaching, he was so powerful. At that time the Nawab Muslim was there, one Muslim emperor was there in Medinipur and Khadakpur area. So and there was a mad elephant, and he was creating very much trouble at that time. So even the Muslim Nawab, he was very much terrified what to do with this mad elephant. Many people were killed, what to do. So then many people said, this Rasik Baba, he is special, you can take his help. So the Muslim, remember, he has no faith on this, but they said, okay, you try. So many ways they have accepted, but they cannot capture this mad elephant, such a powerful elephant there. So he requested, he went to Gopijana Vallapur and request Rasikananda Baba, if you can help him, then I can accept your Hindu religion, then you have no problem. You can preach wherever you, whatever you want. So Rasikananda Prabhu went and he called this mad elephant. And he come and he initiated him in front of all people. He gave him a name, Gopal Das. And he paid salute to Rasikananda in front of everybody. He was such a powerful. And he said that even two tiger was his disciple. One time, he said that Rasikananda Prabhu, when he was there in Gopijana Vallapur, I visited that place. They are saying this place is still there. That at that time, Muslims, some peer, they used to be also very powerful, spiritually, very, they have some power. So in there is a river, Subarnarekha Nadi is there. Rasikananda Prabhu to consider this as Jamuna. Very nice place, Gopijana Vallapur. Very nicely, like Vrindavan, this village was there. His Radha Govinda Reddy used to worship. So one day, one Muslim peer, very famous, he can do very wonderful things. So he was riding on a tiger and traveling. So thousands of people followed with him. They are following with him. And so across the river, the other side of the Subarnarekha. So these people, they said, other side is Rasikananda Prabhu is there, his famous preacher. They said, they have a debate. They said, what, your guru, what is there, only doing worship and doing Hari Kirtan. See, our captain, he is riding a tiger, this, that. So they are spreading their fame like anything. So all these followers, they came and begged Raskanand Prabhu, you have to do something. Otherwise, our name has gone now. He is becoming more famous, you have to do something. No, so let him do like that. Why you are worried? No, please, you have to do something. These Muslims, they are becoming very puffed up. So then he sent message, that Muslim peer, he said, okay, I want to see this Rasikananda, how powerful he is. I want to see and debate with him. These people are telling him, glorifying, so I want to see him, send message. So then this morning his followers came and tell him, so he want to come and to see him, so better you go and see him. Now, okay, so if you learn, become so much, then okay, let us go. So he was at that time doing his brush, no brush, this dantun, the stick, taking a stick and doing this, brushing his teeth. So he went with his followers, and then near and before to Subarnarekha there was a broken house, a mud house, broken. The the wall was there, one broken wall. Sit down on that broken wall, brushing his teeth. They said, now I will sit here, let this peer come. Then he came, they said, no, so many people, so better you should go there. I have to go there. He is coming by a tiger, so how do I walk? I have no bahan, so what to do? He was sitting there and he said, this wall, walk. The wall started walking, this broken wall. He was brushing his teeth, sitting on a wall. This wall started walking, carrying him. Then these people, when they saw this, all the Muslims, they saw he is riding on a wall. He is riding on a tiger, he is riding on a wall. Then all these people, they come and pray and they surrender to him. And all become his disciples. Still the wall is still there in Gopijan Vallapur, near Subarnarekha. They are saying they are worshipping it. So he was such a wonderful. They are saying he is incarnation of Lord Aniruddha. So he spread Lord Gauranga's teachings throughout that area, far and wide. And when he was 66 years old, his all three sons, they also took up the mission of preaching. So once he didn't tell anybody, he alone left the house and walked to Remuna, Kirchura Gopinath, alone. And he reached there morning time in Gopinath temple, and he started kirtan and give some discourse, and then in front of everybody he entered to Gopinath temple, and there he left. Till now he's Smriti Samadhi is there in Remuna campus, in courtyard of Kirchura Gopinath. His Samadhi is still there, but he left with Gopinath. So Rasikananda Prabhu, such a wonderful, and these kind of souls were there in our line. So we should feel so much grateful. And finally, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, in ISKCON, everybody knows, when we say about ISKCON, so we have to say about Prabhupada. Otherwise we cannot say about ISKCON. Anyway, ISKCON is the product of Srila Prabhupada. So when you say about Prabhupada, you have to say about Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Otherwise it is not complete. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was such a surrendered disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Many years he was his personal servant and secretary. If you read Lilamrut and Tamal Krishna Maharaj's diary, you will see he was so surrendered to Prabhupada. I cannot say much, but I heard Maharaj many times class here. He was really brilliant. When he gave class and all that, he's really brilliant, very smart and very particular. And when you, any Maharaj servant, you ask him, he was so furious. It is very difficult to serve Maharaj. He becomes so angry. very little, little defect, you'll chastise like anything. It was my fortune that year, I think 2002, I was there. Janandan for reminding me, he was there too. Actually, we had opportunity. I had the two Sankirtan buses were there in Mayapur that time, two new Sankirtan buses. I was there, and that day morning, Mayapur Mangalarti was 4:30. But we used to, because we are Vrindavan devotees, we are accustomed to come at 3:30 to temple. So I was there in temple, Maharaj came down for, and that year was the Silver Jubilee year of Mayapur temple. And Tamalakrishna Maharaj was there. After long time he came to Mayapur. Before some years he was not there. And 2 days before they have their festival nights, and Maharaj came and gave some lecture. And he was telling, so now we are observing the Silver Jubilee. I don't know in these 25 years completed, so I don't know how long I will stay. In Golden Jubilee, who will be giving lecture? We people will not be there. So he was giving lecture and reminding his old times, how Mayapur was started and all that he was telling. And that year Maharaj, especially he started Kirtan. Before the whole time he was there in Mayapur, every night, every evening he will do Kirtan. I also joined 2-3 nights in Kirtan, up to late night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, all the big, his god brothers, they will get together in his room and do Kirtan for a long time. And a big group of Chinese devotees was there, so he was giving class to them, and every night Kirtan. So, but he has to leave before Gaur Purnima. And this day morning, 4 o'clock, I was there in temple room. He come down from his room. He was in the top of conch floor. He come down, and because temple was closed, so he pay obeisances to Garudji there in front, and two samus were there, some servants and all that. He has to go to airport. So they took him like 4:10 or something like that. After 4 o'clock he left. I saw him also. I said, look, Maharaj is leaving anyway before Gaur Purnima. So then, after Mangala Arati, before Tulsi Puja, just after nursing prayer, Sivaram Maharaj and His Holiness Govinda Maharaj, they made an announcement that there is accident. Tamalakrishna Maharaj is going, there's accident, so a bad accident, so everybody should pray. But they didn't mention anything what happened, nothing. So then Gaur Narayan Maharaj, at that time he was Prabhu, he was sitting next to me. He became really unhappy, and he told Vaishnava Prabhu, let us go. He was, how to go at the morning time, still dark. In Mayapur, who will? Then I told, no problem, I have Sankirtan bus, we can go. So then just after Tulsi Puja, I called the driver. Around 20 of them, Gauranga Maharaj and Narasingha Mataji, she also come to me and approved. You know Narasingha Devi Mataji? She also come, Prabhuji, so I am not, there is nothing there, so please take me, I want to go also. So around 30-40 of ladies and gents, I took them. Just after Tulsi Puja, we left from Mayapur. And when we reached the named, called Puliya, very near to Haridas Thakur's Bhajan Kutir, Puliya Gram. So there the accident took place. And the Somu hit a tree in left side. Maharaj was there next to driver in left side. And maybe 3 times upside down and there. By seeing the spot, we are there just 1 hour ago the accident happened. By seeing it, Maharaj started crying immediately. And all of us started crying. That definitely we cannot expect that Maharaj must be in his life. But there only decided. So then we proceeded, he was there in Ranaghat Hospital. We arrived there and we went. Everybody was crying. One or two vehicles already arrived before us. So we arrived there and we straightway went in the first room. They put in Maharaj Chandi with the white cover on it. And everybody was crying on the 5 senses. It was clean body, nothing happened there. Little blood sign was there in this head here. Nothing. He was not there, but he was there. And one more, Mataji also, she, that evening also she left body there also. And his servant and all that, they transported him to them to Calcutta for treatment. They survived. And then we stayed there. And they were thinking to bring Maharaj to Govardhan, to Vrindavan, to Mayapur, then find out their will, that if I leave body in Mayapur, then his samadhi will be in Mayapur, if Vrindavan, then in Govardhan. Then he said, okay, finally we will not take anywhere, so be in Mayapur. So then our Sankirtan bus so brought Maharaj's body from Ranaghat Hospital to Mayapur. If you see the video, you can see our Vrindavan traveling Sankirtan bus. Maharaj was carried in that bus there. We were all there, evening time. And big festivity, and we gave Samadhi Maharaj there in Mayapur. I was there in, when Gauranga Maharaj left body, I was there too. And our Sankirtan bus carried, they are supposed to carry his body, but somehow or other then the car arranged, but then all his belongings and his followers, we carried them from that night to Bhuvanasar also. Same Sankirtan bus. And then Maharaj also in Mayapur. So Tamalakrishna Maharaj was really a pillar in ISKCON, and is a very strong instrument in Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. We are all actually so much indebted to Maharaj that now we are surviving in ISKCON because of all their efforts and all that. So we should pray to His Holiness Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj from His abode, from His place, from there He can glance at us so that we can try to follow in His, in their footsteps. Hare Krishna. His Holiness Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj ki. So, is it? Anybody want to speak something more about Tamalakrishna Maharaj? They can. Janardhan Prabhu want to say something? Yes, there also.
Hare Krishna. One of His God brothers, Tamalakrishna Maharaj's God brothers, he said that he compared the personality of Tamalakrishna Maharaj as like a sweet and sour chutney. He's very kind-hearted, but as you said, it's very difficult to please.
Very heavy.
And there was one of his god brothers also who had a dream just the night before. And he was saying that in his dream he saw Prabhupada and Tamalakrishna Maharaj at the same time. And Prabhupada was telling to Tamalakrishna Maharaj that, I have some work for you. So you please come. Come with me. If you read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, you will see Maharaj's name practically
everywhere.
In every other page. Anybody read Prabhupada Lilamrita? Isn't it? I was so surprised. Who is this person? Because when I first came to Krishna consciousness, the first book that I've read, besides Bhagavad Gita, is Prabhupada Lilamrita. I was thinking, who is this person? Why is he always... And whenever there's a big problem, he would always call on Tamalakrishna Maharaj. Whenever there's a big problem, Srila Prabhupada says, where is Tamal? He was always there. And he was the one who pioneered the preaching in China, because in those days there was some problem between the traveling Sankirtan party and the temple presidents. There was some problem. The Prabhupada was so diplomatic regarding Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that somehow or other he convinced Tamal Krishna Maharaj to go and preach in China, because everybody goes everywhere, but no one would like to go to China. And there was a prophecy also that if the Chinese people take up to Krishna consciousness, then we can really see that Krishna consciousness is successful. And as you can see, because in China, they don't have this letter R. One day I was chanting around temple, and there is one devotee, he says, Hare Krishna Prabhu. He says, well, he's from China. So when they chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's not like the way we chant. And if you go, still they're undercover in China when they preach, because it's not fully free there. But we have many devotees who keep on going there, and they keep on bringing devotees here. So that's one of the best preaching program that Tamal Krishna Maharaj did. They made so many devotees in those days in their Radha Damodar TSKP. And also, we really admire his presence there, because I was in the meetings in that like a guest in that GBC meeting, so I was like watching who's who in that meeting that year. Everybody is sitting down, but there is only one orange chair. I was figuring out who is gonna sit in that chair. Everybody's like, I think it's red. Everybody's red or blue, but there is one orange chair. So I was thinking, who's gonna sit there? And then came in Tamal Krishna Maharaj. That chair is reserved for Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that orange chair. And he was so happy because he hasn't been in Mayapur for quite a long time. What else can we say about the great stalwart devotee except to, as Vaishnava Prabhu said, we should pray somehow to follow in their footsteps so that we be able to do a little bit or share whatever we can do to preach in the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a saying, the good ones always go first. But definitely he contributed a lot in Krishna consciousness. There was one article by Satyaraj Prabhu in the Back to Godhead magazine. I don't know if you can still find it. You can see the fruits by the tree. Or you can see the results. Was that again?
Phalena parichayate.
You can see the tree by the fruits. It's the other way around. Or the other way around also. You can see the fruits by the tree. But you can see the results of our Krishna consciousness, how we become a good follower. You can be a good leader only if you become a good follower. You cannot be a good leader if you are not a good follower at all. So it shows by an example, because in the early days, he was one of the first ones also to join in San Francisco. There are two friends, Visnujan Swami and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And they used to live in the tree. They used to live in the tree, in the forest. But somehow, when they saw Srila Prabhupada, they left the forest. They left their tree house. And they joined. So, we should be a good follower of Srila Prabhupada, like Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And in this way, Hopefully someday you'll have many disciples also and spread Krishna consciousness. Just by example. His good example we can try to follow. And there is the Puspa Samadhi of Srila Tamakrishna Krishna Maharaj in Govardhan. So if you have some time, you can go and transport yourself over there. Otherwise, we can just say Hari Bol. Hari Bol! One more thing about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. I was reading, it's like one person gave him 1 rupee. But this person has so many rupees.
Send him back.
Thousands of rupees. So he told Bihari, his disciple, to give this 1 rupee back to that person.
Actually, he was traveling. Bihari was carrying Babaji Maharaj, and on the way, he gave him 1 rupee. Then Babaji Maharaj went. After few kilometers away, then he called Bihari, put me here and go back and give him back.
So, yeah, the person was asking, why return this 1 rupee? So, Baba Ji Maharaj was saying that this 1 rupee is biting me so much. I cannot figure out how much more biting your thousands of rupees is giving to you. So let me just give this back to you and you can get more 1 bite. This explains how being very renowned Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is. And he will not eat. You forgot to say, tell also the puppies. You tell
yeah,
about puppies?
So
there are the puppies. There are like 5 puppies. Mm-hmm. And of course, he cannot see, but he can sense if the puppies are there before his lunch prasad.
He will touch them.
So he will call Bihari Das to call all those puppies first. And even if there are only 4 puppies, he will say, call the last puppy. To let them eat even from his own plate before he will eat. Because he said, these are our dambazis. They are very exalted personalities. So we should not take it for granted also seeing these different dambazis. Whether they're monkeys or dogs or cats or whatever. We have cats here also going around every morning doing his parikrama. We should not take them for granted. They're extraordinary souls. Even the monkeys who steal your chasma. Oh yes, one more thing. There was one aspiring disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and he's from Calcutta. So he was always inviting Babaji Maharaj, please come to Calcutta, right? Please come to Calcutta. Please come. He says, no. I will never go to Calcutta. It's like I will never go to Delhi. So, but that is different. We have some work to Delhi. We have to go sometime.
But he went
to Calcutta. Somehow he persuaded Babaji Maharaj to come to Calcutta. But Babaji Maharaj always said, I will only come to Calcutta in one condition. You cannot cook for me. He will not accept his cooking.
Yeah.
Correct? So, but somehow or other, he tricked Babaji Maharaj to come to Calcutta. And then when Babaji Maharaj was already in Calcutta, and when he was already in his house, they started to cook. But then he told Bihari, let's go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has a house there in Calcutta. So as soon as he found out that Babaji Maharaj was there, he came down, he offered his obeisances, and he ordered for his servants to cook for Babaji Maharaj. And only then Babaji Maharaj ate. So
he went by boat and come back by boat.
Yes,
also. And also one thing, Babaji Maharaj never allowed anybody to have his picture. The first person, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who managed Bhakti Vinod Jagannath Raj Maharaj's picture, Puri Maharaj wrote in his book that in Calcutta, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur was arranging prasad for him, so he told Raj Maharaj that we want to have your picture. So he never said no. He said okay. So he was holding his Giriraj and sitting on the wooden platform, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur took his photograph. And that's why Bhakti Paramod Puri Maharaj said, that's why we can able to see his picture, otherwise there was no picture.
he is, when he sits down, his body is half circle, like half circle, not just like Dadu is almost like that, but that is half circle means you're like almost. And he said that when he chants or when he dances, he'll be leaping up, and his foot will be on top of almost on the same level as the head of the other devotees.
Yeah.
So you can really like imagine how much high he will jump. Almost to the ceiling, almost to the chandelier. That is pretty high. It's a static symptom. Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai. Jai Gopimanande.